with Graham Ashton, who's the Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police. Graham, the flag's been returned to Marysville today after the 2009 fires. What can you tell the local community about it?
Well, this flag flew from the police station for many years leading up to the fires and was partially destroyed in the fires. One of the members from the station, with some real forethought, recovered that flag. We restored it at the Victoria Police Museum, and it was there for the past 10 years. Here at the 10th anniversary, over the coming weeks, we thought it was the appropriate time to return that flag to its rightful place here at the Marysville Police Station, where it will now be a permanent presence in the police foyer here at Marysville.
The Marysville community had a big turnout today to see this, and it obviously means a lot to the community and, of course, the local members.
It was very heartening to see how many members of community were here today. It means so much to the local members that so many community members came out. This was a harrowing time for this community. They went through so much, and their ability to be resilient and to rebuild this community to where it is today is a testament to them. And for our members that were involved at the time, the harrowing experiences that they also went through was just horrendous, far beyond what I think we could have imagined or expected our members to have to deal with, but they did it. And events like this, where community come out in such number, is so heartening for them, because for them that's what it's all about, and perhaps makes a lot of that hardship worthwhile.
Mark Hess spoke well of the local members and the work they did, and of course the returning of the flag. Quite a local character himself. What can you tell us about Mark and the members here?
Mark's generally one of those real characters that fits into this community really well. You know, he has a connection to this community through his mum, who's born and raised here in Marysville, and it's a place that he deeply loves and respects. And for him to have that opportunity today to talk to this audience of locals about the great work that his members did, I think it spoke volumes about him as a person and the stories that he was able to recount of those times, and even times prior to that, meant a lot to the members, and I'm sure meant a lot to the community as well.
Graham Ashton, Chief Commissioner, thank you.
Thank you very much.
What does that piece of material in there represent to your community?
It's symbolic of what's gone on here in the last 10 years, and that's a resilient community rebuilding. It's a rising out of the ashes.
Something that really struck me when you were talking to the crowd is you said to them today, don't be glum. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, because it's a celebration that the flag's coming back here. It means a lot to us. The rebuild of the police station, the rebuild of the town. It means a lot not only to us and our emergency services partners, but it means a lot to the community. And they take great pride. One thing about these little country towns, they take great pride in their town and their patch and their police stations and flags and so forth. So it is a celebration for us today, and I've got a couple of boys working here that were here on Black Saturday, and they're over the moon. They're just wrapped to have it back. It means a lot to them.
I imagine this time of year is tough every year, but what makes it different 10 years on versus the other anniversaries?
Well, it's a bit of a milestone. I think you don't need the milestones, or you don't need anniversaries to think about it or to reflect or remember. It's always there. But just because it's there, you can't let it define you as such. You've got to pick up the pieces and move on. You know what I mean? You can't get stuck. You've got to keep going. So, and that's what the community has done. Is they've done it at King Lake. They've done it at Flowerdale and Wandong and the lot, King Lake West, all those places, and over the hill out of our area, down in that Strathuan area and that sort of stuff. They've picked up the pieces. They've rebuilt, and they're and the flags, I reckon, is a sign of all that sort of stuff.
Can you talk us through the actual story of this flag and how and where and who found it? And I'll get you to the key there, Mark.
It was
beautiful. That's what I was going to ask you. What do you reckon about Kev's actions?
Fantastic. Here it is Sunday morning. The place is in ruins. So much devastation, so much heartache, so much grief. And Kevin's lost the police residence and his police station. Everything he owns is gone. The only thing he finds in the ashes is the flag. And I said to him the other day, I said, what was your presence of mind? Why did you retrieve that flag? He said, it was the only thing I could retrieve. It was the only thing left. And B, he said, it's what it's all about. It's why we go to work. He's an incredible fella, I'm here to tell you. And I'm glad he did, because there was people out there that might have thought, oh, that's wrecked and binned it and ordered another one, you know what I mean? But I look at the flag in a different light now. After talking to Kev, I can tell you, he's a great person.
Yeah. If I can jog your memory to repeat something else you said during your speech, you said there was a sign of recovery that you noticed around the town. Do you remember what that was? Recovery
well, children. It's got to be, doesn't it? Like, we can talk about flags, we can talk about buildings and material things, you know, you can replace cars and houses, but here's these kids now. They're at the primary school. It's full of these bright, fresh faces. They weren't here at Black Saturday time. They're here now. So I reckon they really are the kicker. They're the ones that really show what's going on here.
This is the first of what will be several commemorations of that awful disaster. How do you think people are coping with the fact that it's 10 years and they're going to need to think about that, I suppose, this week?
It's up and down. It's not all plain sailing. It's not all, celebration like today. There's a lot of commemorative services planned. There's 49 events in the Shire over the next week. And there's a hell of a lot of heartache. And there's a lot of people don't want to know about it and don't want to bar it. And you'll get that mixed bag. And that's human nature. And I think you'll get that anywhere. And there's people who are very sad and very, they've got a lot to reflect on, a lot to remember. But similar to like an Anzac Day, you've got to strike it up. You've got to remember. Lest we forget, no greater words were ever spoken, were they?
Mark, from a community perspective, what can you say to the general community about this anniversary date?
Oh, look, I just think, spend your time how you want to spend it. I'm not going to force a message down your neck about, how you should think or behave or remember or how you spend it. You may want to spend it totally disengaged. You may want to come to these events and feel included. That's entirely up to you. But I just hope that people don't find themselves alone and they join in and they make it to these functions.
How are the police members themselves that were involved with the disaster in 2009 feeling at the moment?
That's a good question, Pete. And look, PTSD is up and about in Victoria Police. It's up and about in the community and in the other services. And it's something we've got to deal with. I think it's always been there. It's more a recent thing that it's now got a label. But I think it's always been there. And you look at World War One veterans and things like that, they came back with all sorts of baggage and things going on. So we support them. We support each other. We throw our arms around each other, and we've got police welfare, and we've got welfare for the community, and we work through the Shire and things like that, and we do our best. We do what we can do. You can't fix it all. You can't get them all. It's an unfortunate fact. Yeah.
Like two members here who actually work in the area of Black Saturday.
Yeah.
How are they coping during?
Yeah,
this
they're
time?
Good. They're all right. They're hardy, but very shy, and they didn't want me spruiking their names out around the place. But it's Peter Collier and Ian Thompson. But they're terrific young blokes, and they went through hell here on the day, and they're still battling on, and they're still turned up to work every day, and they're here today. So we're really proud of them.
What does it mean to have the flag back for them?
Oh, everything. They drive it. Yeah, they wanted it. They knew it was their flag. They knew where it was, and they knew where it should be, and it's here, so it's really good.